Hello guys, what's up? The guy, the teacher guy is here. Hi, Milad, and I want to talk more about this Let's Talk. And this is a great Let's Talk because I have information. I have a little bit of information about childhood, but I have to meet children, a lot of children, a lot of very good and naive children. In 1 month later, when schools are beginning. So let's get started and answer the question. Or sometimes, as Mr. Combi said, use your vocabulary and don't depend on the questions and say your information, say your experiences about topic. Okay, what is the topic? Topic is great. It's about childhood. What was the best thing about your childhood? You know, the best thing about my childhood is enjoy my time. Yeah, that's right. Enjoy my time. If I want to describe and explain more about my childhood, I just say this very good and positive sentence. I used my time. I didn't waste my time when I was in childhood. I played a lot of times. It means not in school. I played when I had free times, and played with my friends and just enjoy my moments, enjoyed my play, enjoy my moments with my friends. Yeah, that was so great for me. What do you miss about being a child? I don't miss about. I'm sorry about this. I missed so much about my child because when I was a child, I don't have any boundary. I don't have any limits. I go to the street. I played with my friend. Played most of the time. Played soccer. Soccer in British, you know, is a British word for football. I played soccer and played about 3 hours. Yeah, I played about 3 hours. And then I came to the home. My mother said to me, "Come on, look at yourself. You are so dirty. Come on, go to the bathroom and clear your clothes and your body." That's so funny, man. And next question. Do you think that children these days have a better or worse childhood than your generation? And why? Honestly, I'm sure my generation is better than these children today, than these 2 days children, because I know when I was a child, I played a lot of times, and I played with my friends. But children these times didn't spend their times with their friends. They just alone in their home and play, for example, PlayStation, Xbox, I don't know, but they just alone in their home, and they didn't go to park. They didn't go to the for example, street and play with another. That's a key point. Just think about it. Play with another. Enjoy with together. It means I don't have a great time aloneness. I don't have great time when I'm alone. No. When I was beside my friend, I felt great. And that's the key point, that these generation of children, I know and I'm sure about this, don't have this, because they just they just in home, and maybe they didn't like to play in park, or maybe the parents force them don't go outside, and maybe because of their society, I don't know. But it's so terrible for these generation of childhood, these generation of, children, to go outside of house. Come on, children. I want to say these sentences. Come on, children. Go past your boundary. Go past other your red lines. You can do it. And next question. What do you think is most important for a happy childhood? Obviously, if you want to be a happy person, it doesn't matter. You are in a childhood, you are in an adulthood, you are in a aging, you are an old man, it doesn't matter. If you want to happy person, I just know this, and I said this sentence a lot of times in my brain and repeat it. Be like a child and think like an adult. This is my approach. This is my method to enjoy my moments and have a good time. When you ask people, are you feeling good? Are you happy? They just, they maybe said you, yes, I'm good. Yes, I'm happy. Or maybe you heard a lot of answers. But in fact, most of them are not happy. In Iran, most of them are not happy because they are, it's so bad. It's so terrible. I want to say because of the society, because of economy situation and various aspects of our country. I don't know, but I hope people get very energy when they want to go to the job, when they want to go anywhere with their children, with their family. Just I hope this. So I want to say you that in that my incantation, and that was think like an adult and be like a child. That's my incantation. Enjoy this. And next question. What about your childhood? Do you wish you could change? No. I didn't. I don't wish I could change that. I don't wish that I want to change my childhood, because my childhood is so great, so awesome. When I was a child, I said to you, I have a great time. I had a great times. When I was a child, I played with my friends. I played football. I played video games. I played a lot of times in my free times. In my free time, not in my school times. Okay, and I just want to say, I don't want to have this wish. Oh, my childhood. I wish I could change that moment. I wish I could do something else, or maybe I could did something better. No, that's not true about me. It's a truth about me. I had great times in my childhood. And next question. Where did you grow up? How did that affect your childhood? I grew up in city, in largest community. I'm in a religious city, Mashhad, and I grew up in my family. I have one brother and one sister, and my sister got worried last year. And but in my family, there is a key important that I want to say you is most of the time they impress me, they encourage me. I didn't know, and when I asked my parents or maybe when I asked my father, why did you impress me, why did you encourage me in childhood, they said these sentences: because you was a child and you was not adult, you was not a teenager, maybe in fact you was not child, you was not adult. And they said a lot of the information about my childhood, and I laughed. I had a great times. I have a great times. In fact, at this time, when I discuss, or maybe I talk to my family. And my parents, in fact. But if I want to say you, how did that affect your childhood, or my parents affected my childhood? They were in a positive side on my childhood. Who besides, next question. What were some of your favorite activities when you were a child? If I want wrote, or if I want write, yeah, it's a present time. If I want to write a list of my favorite activities, at the first, I write, playing soccer. Yes, playing soccer with my friends, no alone, and go to maybe unknownable guys. No, I don't want that. Playing with my friends. When I was a child, I have three loyal friends. And I didn't know, and I never know why my other friends called us, you are a band of footballists. I didn't know, but just I enjoyed the time, and I want to say that I enjoy it. That's it. And second stage is for playing video games. I very sick Yeah, I'm very sick about playing video games. When I was alone in my home, maybe in adulthood, and when I grew up and I separated my friends, some of them go to the colleges, some of them go to the do job, and it was so bad for me. I didn't have news about them. But in this time, I am a favorite. I am a member of video gamers. Yeah, I'm not a professional gamer, you know, but I love it. I love this. And next question. Who besides your parents had the biggest impact on your childhood? My sister. Yes. My sister so great. So amazing, incredible. Because when I was a child, I want to say the little funniest story about my childhood. When I was 11, yes, when I was 11, at the summer of that time, and one day, Millet Park and play football with my friends. But my mother told me, you have to go and buy some stuff, and I didn't want to do that. Yes, I didn't want to do that. So I went to my sister and said him, please, my sister, please help me. I don't want to go and shop bread and milk or another thing like them, and that's waste my time. Yeah, that's useless. And my sister said, okay, my brother, I fix your problem. Okay, don't worry about it, and you can go to Millet Park and then play with your friends. Go, come on, go. And I went. When I came back to my home, my mother look at me, and in fact, she sneered at me. She looked very angry at me, and she said, what were you doing? You went with your friends and play football, right? I said, yes, mom, yeah, right. So what do you want to me? What do you want for me? Okay, I will tell your father. I will tell your father, and he he comes to you, and he told you why I said you don't do that. Okay, at that time, I looked my sisters. She's very sad, and I said, sister, please, come on, say something. And she said very good sentence. And she said, my mom, come on, let him go and play with his friend. Don't limit him, okay? And my mom just said, okay, right. And that's it. That's my funniest story when I was a child. And next question. What do you want to provide your children that you didn't have when you were growing up? I want to provide my children. I want to say my children, just use your time and most of it, enjoy your time. Because childhood had built for enjoying, have enjoying exciting and happy moments. That's a childhood. You're not adult. You are not a man. You're a child. Come on, look at yourself. You're a child. You have to play. You should. I'm sorry. You should to play. You should use your time to enjoy it. You should use your time to have excited moments. Very amazing. And I want to say, I want to tell my children these sentences. And next question is a very important question that say, what do you want? Next question is not important for me. Who were you really jealous of when you were a child? Why were you jealous? I'm not jealous, and I didn't have a guy to jealous him. That's it for this question, and time to final. And I know, I'm sure, this is a very important, this is the best question of childhood in this topic. What was your experience at school like? So, you know, school are places to teach children. Schools made to teach and to give your children a lot of useless, a lot of bullshit information. Yeah, that's true. Because I'm a teacher and I'm sure and I know it. I know it. When I was a trainer, maybe 3 years ago, when I was a trainer at my university, president of university told us, you should go to other schools and look them and write information, write differences, write important keys to learn or to teach something. So in that time, I had one result. Schools are not good place for teaching your children, or maybe for teaching children. You know, most of the schools, maybe, in fact, most of the schools, don't make to teach your children, because schools are, they never teach your children social ability, social skills. They never taught your children you have to talk with others like this. They never taught your children you have to be a good person. They never taught your children you have to be a good and positive behavior. They never taught your children you are in a real world. And you should not just listen and repeat and learn a lot of information, maybe a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of useless information. That's it. I have a lot of information about the schools, you know. I'm a teacher. Yeah, I'm a teacher. And I know a lot of information about them. But as I want to say that information in English, I cannot say that because I'm in a beginning. I'm at the beginning of speaking English. But if you want to use my info, if you want to listen my information about schools or children or education, I have lots of them. But at the end, I want to say you, my friend, or anybody who listen to my voice, just say your children, say your parents, maybe say other people when you're walking to the street, I don't know. Say people, tell people, just and use time, enjoy your time. And if you have a child, do not limit him or her. Do not make for him or her a boundary, a red line, and say him or say her, you have not to pass out this red line. You have not to go outside. You have not to play with your friends. You have not to do that. You have to just learn, and you have to become a doctor. You have to become an engineer. That's bullshit. That's our bullshit. Come on, you can do it. We can start it right now. We can tell our children about this. Enjoy your childhood. And that's it. This is my information about childhood. I hope you enjoy it. Maybe most of you don't enjoy it. But this is my information. That's my information about this. And I hope you have a great time. Great moments in your life as a thing I heard last night. Living in your moments, living in your lives, and be happy. And finally, I just want to say my incantation. Be like a child and think like an adult. Goodbye, my friend.